Hi guys, welcome back to Joe Blogs. This video is the next in a series looking at the financial implications of Russia's invasion of Ukraine on the global economy. And in this episode, I want to talk about gasoline and petrol prices at the pumps. We've just seen a report that in the UK, for the first time ever, the cost of filling the average car has now risen above £100. So this is a milestone that nobody really wanted to achieve. We've seen the prices rising virtually on a daily basis since the start of the Ukraine war. And as prices have spiked, we've seen prices go up and up. We don't usually see prices coming down very quickly. They tend to stay up once they've gone up. And this is causing a lot of problems for a lot of people because everybody needs to use their cars to go to work, to take the kids to school, to do a variety of errands. And it's also feeding through into the price of everything. So this is really bad news for all of us. We're all losing money. The cost of living is rising all the time. And in this video, what I want to do is have a look at how the price at the pump is actually calculated. How much of that relates directly to the wholesale price of oil and how much of it is taxes and profit for the retailer. So we'll go through that for a variety of different countries. And then what we'll do, we will have a look at the price of gasoline per litre in every country around the world right now. And it is amazing the difference between the top end and the bottom end of that chart. Really interesting to see how much people are paying in all different parts of the world. And one thing I wanted to do in this video, just to make it a bit more interesting for regular viewers, I've done an assessment recently of which countries I get most of my viewers for Joe Blogs from. So I've got the top 10. So I'll pick out the top 10 countries and we'll talk about the price of gasoline per litre in those countries. So hopefully you'll be interested to see which countries are in my top 10 and whether or not you live in one of those areas. So before we get started on all of that, if I can ask you to give me a thumbs up at some point during this video if you're enjoying the content, and also to subscribe if you haven't done so already. As I mentioned before, I'm trying to get to 100,000 subscribers. I'm getting closer, hopefully get there over the next couple of months. But if you're a regular viewer and you haven't subscribed yet, please hit that subscribe button. It doesn't cost anything. And if you'd like to support the channel, please have a look below where you can find links to Buy Me a Coffee, Patreon, and YouTube Super Thanks feature. If you own a vehicle, then I don't need to tell you what's been going on with regards to the price at the pumps. Since the start of the Ukraine war, we have seen the price of gasoline and petrol all around the world going sky high. And it's at record levels in the vast majority of countries everywhere. And unfortunately, with the war carrying on and with the continued problems with regards to Russia's supply of oil to Europe, we are likely to see these prices staying high for the rest of 2022 and possibly even beyond that. And we are still so dependent on fossil fuels. I think that's what I've learned from the start of this war, is that we are nowhere near the renewable world that we hoped we were going to be by this point in time. So we are dependent on oil and natural gas and coal as well, which is a big surprise to me. So we're going to see an increase in the cost of everything, and that's really bad news. But in this video, I wanted to investigate how much of the cost at the pump is actually driven by the price of oil and how much of it is driven by taxes. And it's different for all countries across the world because each of the governments set their own rates of taxes. And in some countries, they're taxing fuel heavily, whereas in others, it's a bit more lenient. So let's have a look at the cost breakdown at the pumps for the four countries who represent the four biggest viewing areas for Joe Blogs. This graphic shows the breakdown of the cost of gasoline and diesel at the pumps in the USA as provided by the US Energy Information Administration. So as you can see, crude oil makes up 60% of the pump prices for gasoline. Refining costs payable to the oil companies make up 17%. Distribution and marketing and profit is 11%. And taxes only represent 12% of the total cost at the pumps. Now, one of the interesting things about this graphic is that when you look at the breakdown for diesel, it's slightly different. The actual oil element of the price for diesel at the pumps equates to 49%. So that's 11% lower than it is for gasoline. And that's because the processes and costs of refining diesel are greater than they are for gasoline. So after adding the refining costs of 28%, the total cost of the oil plus refinery is actually 77%, exactly the same as it is for gasoline. Distributing diesel is also slightly more expensive, so we've got a slightly higher percentage for distribution, marketing and profit of 12%, and taxes are slightly lower at 11%. So the overall summary here is that 3/4 of the cost at the pump in the USA is directly related to the base price and refinery costs of the fuel. And the tax element at 12% is a relatively small percentage. This table shows the breakdown of a cost of a litre of unleaded petrol in the UK and a cost of a litre of diesel. This data has been put together by the RAC, which is a big motoring organisation in the UK, and is slightly different to the data that we saw for the US. The top two categories here, wholesale petrol and bio content, relate to the actual fuel itself, and the total percentage of the cost at the pump equates to 52% for these elements. The delivery charges and the retailer's profit equate to 3%, and the remaining 46% is all taxes. The breakdown for diesel is very similar, with the price of fuel being 50% of the cost at the pumps. Interestingly, the retailer's margin is double what it is for petrol, so they're making 4% rather than 2%. And the tax element of the price that people are paying is 45%. So the overall summary for the UK is that the cost of oil makes up around 50% of the price at the pumps, and taxes are making up around 45 to 46% of that price that people are paying. So a massive amount of tax in the UK. This chart shows the breakdown of the price of fuel at the pumps in Canada in March 2022. Now, this chart is provided in a different format to the others. So the cost of fuel here includes the refinery costs, the delivery costs, and the profit that the retailer is making. So that's all included. So on the other charts, we saw that that accounted for anything up to 20%. But as we saw on the other charts, the retailer's profit margin is relatively slim, somewhere between 2 and 5%. And of course, Canada does have its own sources of fuel, so delivery costs should be relatively low. But what this chart does show is that 34% of the price at the pumps is made up by taxes. Now, it differs between different states in Canada, so it's not exact for every single area, but it gives you a really good flavour that around about 1/3 of the price at the pumps is tax. This graphic shows the breakdown of the cost of petrol at the pumps in Australia. Now, the purple section at the bottom relates to the actual cost of the fuel itself, and you can see that that comes in at 50% of the pump price. 15% of the price relates to distribution and profit margin for the retailer, and 36% of the total cost at the pumps is tax. So what this analysis shows us is that there is a massive difference in the amount of tax that's being charged by different countries all around the world. Of the four countries that we've just reviewed, the UK had the highest amount of tax at 46%, and the USA had the lowest at around 12%. And obviously that has a major bearing on the price that consumers are paying at the pumps. But also what it does, and this is something to bear in mind, is that as the price of oil goes up, and that feeds through into higher prices at the pumps, then the governments in all of those areas are making more in tax because they're taking a percentage of the price that's being charged to consumers. So if the price goes up from $2 to $3, and you're charging 12% tax, then that $1 increase would mean that you get another 12 cents on every single purchase. So actually, as prices go up, it's beneficial in terms of tax receipts. The only risk that the governments have is that if the prices go up to a point where people actually cut back and stop buying fuel, they actually change their buying patterns and decide they want to do things differently because it becomes unaffordable to pay for that fuel, then that would see a fall in tax revenue. But in the short term, as everybody's forced to pay more for their fuel, then the tax receipts will keep going up. And one of the ways that governments are able to help in this situation would be by reducing the duty that they're charging at the pumps. And that would mean that the prices would automatically come down because the retailers would then reduce the price that everybody's being charged. I'm often asked to provide references in terms of where I source my data from. And globalpetrolprices.com is a really interesting website that provides real-time comparative prices of gasoline, diesel, electricity, natural gas, and a variety of other essentials that are being purchased all around the world. And this table shows the current US dollar equivalent price of 1 liter of gasoline or petrol in all of the major countries around the world. And I thought this would be really interesting to share because there are massive differences between the countries at the top of this table and the countries at the bottom. And as I mentioned at the start of the video, I'll pick out the 10 countries that currently make up the top 10 countries that view Joe blogs and talk about the prices in each of those areas. Now, Venezuela, Libya and Iran are not in my top 10 at the moment, but they are worth talking about because the price of a litre of gasoline in those countries is incredibly low. In Venezuela at the moment, you can buy a litre of gasoline for 2 cents, which equates to around 8 cents per gallon. Now, clearly that is off the scale, and I'm not sure that we've ever seen prices that low anywhere else in the world, even 100 years ago when there were only a few cars on the roads. And obviously, this is directly related to Venezuela's current situation. Venezuela has the largest reserves of oil in the world. And due to the current political environment in Venezuela and various accusations that have been levelled against them, they are sanctioned by most of the rest of the world. So Venezuela have a glut of oil and nobody to sell it to. So therefore, they're happy to give it away to their citizens. They need to keep producing that oil. They need to keep pumping it. It isn't good for oil drilling if you suddenly stop all of your drilling because you've got nowhere to store it. So clearly, Venezuela is carrying on pumping oil and it needs people to use it. So it's giving it away. 2 cents for a liter of oil is ridiculous. Libya and Iran have similar circumstances. They both have an abundance of oil. They're oil-producing nations, and they're currently sanctioned by a variety of different countries. So they have limited markets that they can officially sell their oil into. So clearly they're happy to give it away to all their citizens. So if you're looking at this chart and you're thinking, hey, I've got a really nice big motor, but it's a real gas guzzler, it takes up a lot of fuel, then maybe you want to think about moving to Venezuela, Libya or Iran. Because for $10, you'd be able to run that vehicle for as long as you wanted to. Now, as we move down this list of countries, all of the countries at the top here produce oil, and that's why they can offer oil to their population for a very low amount. Because firstly, they've got a lot of oil, so therefore they need to use it. Secondly, the distribution costs are very low when you're producing it at home. And thirdly, you're able to offer a low price because you're not buying it in the open market. It's purely the opportunity cost of not selling that oil. So that's a major benefit of living in a country that produces a lot of oil, that generally speaking, it will be relatively cheap to be able to buy it. And the first country on my top 10 list that we've come to here is Malaysia. And Malaysia is the 10th cheapest country in the world. It currently costs you less than 50 cents for a litre of gasoline. And if you're interested, Malaysia comes in at number 6 on the Joe Blogs top 10. Which is really interesting because I've never posted a specific video on Malaysia and they've only got a population of 32 million. So relatively small compared to some of the other countries who are not in my top 10. So as we move down the list, you can see that Togo and Madagascar are the first two countries where the price goes above $1 per litre. It's interesting that the price in the UAE, which does produce a lot of oil, is also above $1. It's currently cheaper to buy 1 litre of gasoline in Japan than it is in Sri Lanka. And if you follow the channel, you'll know that we've been talking about Sri Lanka a lot. They've got some major problems right now. I'm not sure that they've actually got any gasoline because the authorities don't really have any money at the moment to be able to pay the tankers for their deliveries. They are getting some aid and they have been given some oil recently by Russia. But I would doubt that it's easy to obtain a litre of gasoline for $1.24 in Sri Lanka right now. Cuba's another country that we've talked about recently. They've got problems right now in terms of their cash flows and they're out of cash and they're struggling in terms of being able to afford for any of their imports. But the official price of a litre of gasoline is $1.26 in Cuba. As you'll know, if you've watched that video, it used to be a lot lower in Cuba because Russia used to supply a lot of subsidized oil to Cuba. However, that relationship ended when the Soviet Union disbanded in the early 1990s. Jumping down this list, the USA is currently coming in at around $1.33 for a litre of gasoline. And the USA is the second country on this list that ranks in the Joe Blogs top 10 and is actually my biggest market in terms of viewers. And as we discussed earlier in this video, the amount of tax that's charged in the USA is relatively small compared to a lot of other developed nations. So it's coming in around 12%, whereas the UK was more like 46%. If we drop down a few places, we come to India, where the price of a litre of gasoline is currently $1.34. And India comes in at number 7 on the Joe Blogg's top 10 countries for viewers. Now, if you've been following the channel, you'll know that India has recently been buying cheap oil from Russia. They've been taking the massive discounts that Russia have been offering all around the world, and they've been benefiting from the fact that the European Union isn't in a position right now to be able to enforce any secondary sanctions and try to put pressure on countries like India and China not to buy Russian oil. It'll be interesting to see as time goes forward whether or not that pressure does start to be applied and whether India agree not to buy Russian oil or whether they just carry on buying it because it's the lowest price in the market. A couple of places below India is Burundi, which isn't in my top 10 of viewers, but is worth a mention because it's officially ranked as the poorest country in the world in terms of GDP per capita. So it's interesting that they're charging more per litre of gasoline than the USA and India. Jumping a little further down the list, Australia is currently charging $1.42 for a litre of gasoline. And Australia ranks at number 4 in the Joe Blogg's top 10 countries for viewers. Moving on to the countries that are paying more than $1.50 per litre, the Philippines is currently charging $1.52. And with a population of around 112 million, it ranks at number 5 in the Joe Blogg's top 10 countries for viewers. Slightly more expensive than the Philippines is South Africa at $1.55 per litre. And South Africa currently ranks at number 9 in the Joe Blogg's top 10. If you follow the channel, you'll know that we've been covering the situation in Turkey quite closely. The price of a litre of gasoline in Turkey is currently $1.59, and Turkey does not rank in the top 10 for my viewers. Moving on to the countries paying more than $1.75, at the time of filming, Canada came in at $1.78. Now, these are obviously average prices, and I've seen reports in the Canadian press already that some retailers have been charging more than $2 per litre. And Canada is currently ranked at number 3 in the Joe Blogg's top 10 countries for viewers. Moving on to the countries that are paying more than $2 per litre, the average price at the pumps in New Zealand is currently $2.07. And New Zealand currently ranks at number 8 in the Joe Blogg's top 10. Directly below New Zealand is Germany, which is charging slightly more at $2.09. And Germany is 2 places lower at number 10 in the Joe Blogg's top 10. This price bracket of above $2 per litre has a lot of European countries. So you can see beneath Germany, we've got Italy, Austria, Ireland, Luxembourg, Albania, Lithuania. And then we come to the United Kingdom, which currently has an average price of $2.20. Now, as we discussed before, the United Kingdom has a very high level of taxation on its fuel. It's currently around 46%. And the UK makes up the last country of the Joe Blogg's top 10 and is currently number 2. As you can see from this list, there are a lot of countries charging more than the UK and significantly more than $2 per litre. Picking out a few, Portugal, Spain, Belgium, France, Estonia, Netherlands, Sweden, Greece, Iceland, Finland, Denmark, Norway. So all of these countries are countries that have been affected by what's going on in Ukraine. A lot of them have been taking gas directly from Russia, and most of them are also historically buying oil. And they're already charging very high prices at the pumps. So clearly what's going on right now is going to affect all of these countries. And if we see this conflict going on further, it's likely that these prices will go up more. Special mention has to go to Hong Kong, which comes number 1 on the list of the highest price charged per litre of gasoline. They currently have an average price of $2.96. However, I'm sure there are many retailers in Hong Kong right now charging more than $3 per litre. So what's the summary and conclusion today? Well, I wanted to post this video because I think it's really interesting to see the variance in the price that people are paying at the pumps in all different countries around the world. A lot of developing countries that produce oil are able to offer that oil at a massive discount to the market price to all of their people. And so prices in a lot of countries are very low. And then we've got a real spectrum. As we come down the list, we saw prices moving from $1 to $2 to almost $3. So that's a really big difference that people are paying. And the issue in terms of cost of living is really how dependent you are as a nation on using your vehicles to move around. So if you need to use your vehicle all the time, every single day, then high prices at the pumps are really going to impact on your cost of living and are going to hit you hard in the pocket. Now, the other big factor that I wanted to draw your attention to today was the impact that taxes have on the price at the pumps. Clearly, governments around the world have the opportunity to higher or lower taxes depending on what their policies are and whether or not they're trying to encourage or discourage people to buy fuel. And we saw that there was a real spread in the four countries that we reviewed, from 12% at the lower end in the USA to 46% in the UK. So that's almost four times the amount of tax that's being charged in the UK versus the US. So if this conflict does carry on for the rest of 2022 and we see really high fuel prices, the countries with high levels of taxation have the opportunity to be able to tweak those levels to bring down the price that consumers are paying. Whether they will do that is a big question, because as we discussed before, if the price of fuel goes up, then if you're charging a percentage of the price, then the amount of tax that you're taking actually increases along with the price. So therefore, it's beneficial to governments to a certain extent. Now, I always like to ask the question as to what is the impact of all of this on the global economy. And clearly, when we're talking about oil prices and gasoline, petrol, diesel prices, it's going to have a massive impact because the price at the pumps is now at a record level in most countries around the world. So if prices stay at these elevated levels, then that's going to mean that people have less money and therefore they'll spend less. And it goes back to that discussion we've had before about the contraction of the economy. If you spend less, then that means there's less money circulating and therefore you'll see a fall in growth. At the same time as that, the high prices are pushing up inflation and the cost of fuel feeds through into everything. So the bottom line is that high oil prices are going to be bad news for global growth and the global economy. So hopefully you found this episode interesting, informative, educational, and maybe a little bit of fun. If you've liked what I've said today, then please give me a thumbs up and don't forget to subscribe if you haven't done so already. Hey guys, just a quick update on Joe Blogs 2. Things are going quite well. I've now got quite a few videos from different creators, so hopefully you'll get to see some of those sometime soon. If you're thinking about making something, please do it at some point soon, because I'd like to start getting things up and running on the channel and see whether this experiment is going to work, because ultimately the videos that I put up need to get some views. If they don't get views, then that will mean that the experiment hasn't really worked. It's not really a platform to be able to produce new entertainers and new creators. So I need to get the videos up and then I need to see how the viewing figures go. So the sooner you can get your video to me, the better. So keep working on it. I know it's hard work. I know it's challenging. It's difficult when you're putting your face on the camera or even just your voice. It is a bit embarrassing, but get over that. Lots of people have done it before you. Lots of people will do it after you. Nobody cares. Don't be embarrassed. Give it a go. Give it a try. It might be something that you enjoy doing in the long term. So thanks very much for watching this part of the video, and thanks very much for watching this whole video all the way through to the end. Really appreciate it.